In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q Code presents Listening In, starring Rachel Brosnahan. Created by Sabrina Jaglom. Hesty, play Listening In.
Playing Listening In. Presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey.
Why is it so damn hot?
Hmm?
Did you turn the AC off?
I don't think so.
Well, perfect. It's broken. Just perfect. You know, it's even hotter out there, right?
Why is it always so loud? Where does all the noise even come from?
You think with how much we are paying...
I think we have a fan in one of these boxes.
I'm gonna hop in the shower.
Hey, how do you want your eggs?
I don't want to sweat through my suit. I'll get something at the office.
Okay, then.
Oh, can you call the landlord? Get him to send someone to fix the AC today?
Will do.
Thanks. Let me know if there's a problem.
Minotti here.
Hi, Mr. Minotti. This is Julia in apartment 5A. We just moved last month. My husband Noah is...
Yes, Mrs. Rhodes. I know who you are. How can I help you?
Right. Well, our AC stopped working.
Did you try restarting it?
Yes, that didn't work. It would be great if someone could come fix it today. I think it failed overnight because when we woke up, we were so...
Of course. I'll have someone come by this afternoon.
Great. Anytime works. I'll be around all day.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Did you get the flowers?
Susan, hi. Yes, I did. Thank you so much. They're gorgeous.
Good. So, this isn't a friend call. It is a work call.
Oh. Okay, what's up?
How's the treatment coming along?
Well, you know, with the move and everything, it's...
I know, I do. But Look, I don't want to be the bad guy here.
I know.
But you've been sitting on that advance a while now.
I know. It's just been...
And I really need to get the publisher something soon, hun. I explained the circumstances, and they know a second novel is the hardest to get going. But they're putting a clock on it.
Oh.
Even if it's just a few pages, they need it by next week.
They'll have it. I promise. I'm sitting at my desk as we speak.
That's what I like to hear. I won't interrupt any longer. Talk soon.
No time like the present. Hesty, play jazz radio.
Play jazz radio.
Okay, here we go. Blank page. Just start typing. Put anything down. Anything. Anything at all. It'll come.
You're amazing.
What the?
I just want to make you happy.
You do. I love you. You know that, right?
I love you so fucking much.
Who are...
Hey, but can you handle...
As long as I have you, I can handle anything.
Hesty. Has he played jazz radio? Has he off?
Comfy?
Yes.
Have a good nap, sweetie.
Mommy, can you tell me a story?
I'm busy, baby.
What is happening?
Please.
Okay, you win. So, where did the golden bird take you last time?
Collage Land.
Of course. Okay. Well, today, if you're a good girl, the golden bird is going to fly through the window and whisk you away to Desert Land.
Desert Land?
Yes. But remember, he'll only come when you're asleep. So close your eyes and I'll tell you all about it. In Desert Land, everything is sweet and you can eat whatever you want. The mountains are made of cupcakes with peaks of frosting. And as you fly down on top of the golden bird, you can open your mouth and taste the clouds made of cotton candy. Down below.
Hesty, on. Hesty, turn back on.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. Was just missing you.
Aw, I miss you always. What's new?
Not much.
Did you sign up for that writer's group I emailed you about?
Not yet.
But you will, right?
Sure, but I do have an actual writing deadline, you know.
That's not the point. You're spending too much time alone. Even if Noah is never
around.
For
the last time, Noah's just adjusting to a new job. It's a big change. I'm fine.
I'm just saying it's pretty unlike you to not throw yourself full force into a new adventure. You're in New York City, for Christ's sake.
Well, the city isn't going anywhere. I've had my hands full.
If you say so.
I do. What's on your agenda today?
I get to visit your nephew.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I'm not quite used to being referred to as grandma yet, but I kind of love it.
I still can't believe he was born the day after we left. What crappy timing.
He's growing so fast. He'll be a little man before we know it.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him.
You know, just because you move doesn't mean you guys need to stop trying. A lot can happen in nine
Mom.
Months. Okay. Okay. When do I get to see pictures of the place?
Soon. There's a lot of space to fill, and I've been trying to get some work done.
You know, the sooner you make it feel like home.
Actually, you've inspired me. I'm gonna dive into some boxes.
Okay. Love you, sweetie.
Love you, too. Hesty on. Hesty?
What can I help you with?
Play jazz radio.
Playing jazz radio.
Okay, Mom. You win. Time to unpack. Hello?
Repair man.
Oh. Hi.
AC problem?
You...
Ma'am?
Sorry, what?
I'm here to fix the AC.
Right. Yes, come in. Sorry, where did you come from?
Excuse me?
It's just that I'm new to the building, and I'm trying to learn my neighbors' names, and, it sounded like you were down the hall?
Oh, yeah, I was next door hanging some things for Mrs. Greenberg. Between you and me, it's always something with her. You know over there?
What? Yes, thanks. I'll be in the other room if you need anything. Hey.
Hey, any word on the AC? It's brutal outside.
The guy is here right now, actually.
Oh, great. Did you say what was wrong?
Not yet. I'll find out.
All right. Well, thanks for taking care of it.
Of course.
Yeah?
No, never mind.
Okay.
Just... Have you ever noticed anything weird about the new sound system?
The Hesty?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, do you think it can pick up on conversations from our neighbors?
Or no, why?
Earlier, it just seemed as... I know this sounds insane, but I think I could hear into another apartment through it.
Jules, come on. I mean, you really do have such an active imagination sometimes,
No, I'm just thinking maybe there's something to do with the wiring in the building or, I don't know, feedback or something.
Well, I'm sure you just heard the neighbors through the walls. It's a big building, lots of people all around.
Maybe. Walls are pretty thick, though.
Honestly, the heat may have gotten to you. It can do crazy things. Now, just drink some water, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. It really seemed like I could...
Please, try not to get caught up snooping. We live next to some pretty private people, all right?
No, I know.
All set in here.
Great. AC is back on.
Great. All right, see you later, okay?
Bye. What was the problem?
Sometimes these units, they get overloaded the first time they're turned on in a while. Just needed to be reset.
Okay, thank you so much.
Should be good to go, but call if there's any issue.
Will do.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hesty, timer off. Hesty, what time is it?
Local time is 9:08 p.m.
Hi, you've reached Noah Rhodes. Please leave a brief, detailed message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, it's me. Sorry for all the texts, but it's past 9 p.m. and I'm just getting a little worried. I'm sure you're just stuck at the office, but give me a call when you can. Hesty, play Neighbors.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Play Other Hesty?
I'm having trouble understanding right now.
Forget it. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, fuck.
What are you doing?
Hey!
Oh my god, don't tell me you're still on that nonsense from earlier.
No. No, I was just moving the furniture and had to unplug it. What kept you so late?
God, these new tests. I still have to finish up a report Henry wants it tonight.
I'm sorry. Your dinner's probably cold. Do you want me to heat it up?
I'm not hungry, thanks though. I just need a shower. It's like a fucking swamp out there.
Don't worry, it's completely under control. Yes, he and his wife moved into the building last month.
What?
Understood. We're on it.
No. Hesty, go back.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Go back. Come on. Come on, Hesty. Fuck!
Listening In stars Rachel Brosnahan as Julia, with Manish Dayal as Noah, Bridget Reagan as Susan, Adeline Rudolph as Sienna, Daniel J. Watts as Shane, Dana Melanie as Emily, Caroline Aaron as Mrs. Greenberg. Additional performances by John Grady, Marissa Yamas, Annabelle Murphy, Pamela Roylands, and Nick Williams. Created, written, and directed by Sabrina Jaglom. Executive produced by Rachel Brosnahan, Sabrina Jaglom, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yiling, Marielle Redlin, and Justin Levy. Co-executive producers, Michelle Zarati and Russell Kahn. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson and Brian Kesley. Music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Sarah Ma. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Neronia. Edited by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon, and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampadina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting directors for guest roles, Mayank Butcher. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Brandon Wisner. Production assistants, Nathan Yan, Jillian Evanez, and Cassie Cormier. Post coordinators, Rachel Yanover and Beatrice Noronha. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Devin Hennessy, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Celeste Armstrong. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Listening In is a Q Code, Automatic, and Scrap Paper Pictures production. Listening In is presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey. Progress often starts with a bold first step. Learn how the world's number one Scotch whiskey is celebrating and enabling first strides at johnnywalker.com. Keep walking.
Hi, just checking in. And seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.